Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
Yes.
The impossible.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in. He can turn it into an awesome miracle. I've seen Him do it. Whatever problem you got, just let it go. Just give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know? How do I know what God can do? I've seen Him do it. 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 I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. So I wrote this verse to encourage you when your back is against the wall. Just know that God will see you. Listen.
When your life has gone straight, He'll preserve and cover you with His grace.
God will.
How God works.
If you erase your past, if you repent,
you can have a standard in your faith. That's how God works.
He just delivered my grandmother from a drug addiction. Don't you tell me God made her a miracle. Thank you.
want everybody to know. I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it time and time again. And somebody said, won't he do it? Won't he really? I want you to know he'll do it. And it ain't over until he says it's over. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to ask our Pastor Bill. She'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and then we can get right back into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Matthew. And that's going to be Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you that in everything that you're doing in our life, Father God, and we're so thankful that we have a pastor, a teacher, apostle, a friend that teaches this word so we can understand it, Father God. Lord, we give you praise, Father God, and we're just praying for all those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer as well, Father God. We ask that you would just bless each and every one on this broadcast, Father God, beginning with our pastor and then those that are listening by internet and those who have called in today, Father God. And we bind up any and everything that may try to come up against us to hinder us from receiving the word, Father God. Lord, we just pray that these scriptures will be a blessing to each and every one of us, Father God, and may we meditate on it day and night, as the scripture says. So, Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to be with him, guide and direct him, and protect him also from danger seen and unseen. And each and every one on this broadcast today, Father God, bless them in a mighty way, that they will have a testimony for you. And if it's something that they don't quite understand, Father God, let them be bold enough to ask the questions, Father God, and receive the answer. Lord, we just thanking you. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those that are going through, Father God, because you're the God of all things, and there's nothing impossible for you to do. So, Lord, have your way. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. The prayer. And I want you all to join in with me today. My daughter, Nene, she made a real bold decision to get off medication, and they, sometimes medication can have an effect on you, and I'm not questioning the doctor's credentials or whatever, but let's not forget the doctors, they're practicing medicine. But however, she's been going through a whole lot with this, so I did tell her that we would lift her up in prayer. So you all will agree with me that God would just heal her body naturally. See, sometimes it's about faith, brothers and sisters, and so it's not about feelings. See, a lot of times people, they get into their feelings. Sometimes you got to get into faith, man. Sometimes you have to, some people call it, reality. No, reality is the word of God, man. That's more real to me than anything. And prayer really is putting your armor on. That's real to me. I think we have to do that daily and recognize that God is still the healer. The doctors may apply the medicine, but at the end of the day, the Lord has to do the healing. And I just believe that when you decree a thing and declare it, it shall be done. So those that will agree with me. We declare right now in the name of Jesus that my daughter Janetta is being healed even as we speak this very moment, this very hour. Father God, we thank you right now for doing it. And I thank you for everything you're doing in her life. I pray, Father God, that it become an eye-opening. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, that everything that's going on with her that's not of you will cease all operation right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We decree and declare Psalm 91 over her life because you are a protector. We ask you to send your angels, Father God, to protect her. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, right now that you would continue to let the angels battle and that she is blessed. I call her blessed. The God you call her blessed. So I'm going to decree and declare that she is blessed and Satan has no place in her life and that everything in her will be restored from her childhood up. I thank you for it. I come against anything, Father God, that would hinder that. We claim authority over the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the devil and all his evil spirits in the loudest voice. We know how to see that he have to loose them, and the blood of Lamb is on her right now because she is an overcomer. I thank you for healing every tissue, everything that the enemy had taken from her body, that it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe it, and I confess it. I agree with you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Okay, we're getting to the lesson. Yesterday we left off. What we were really talking about was about calling those things to be not as though they were. So let me go to the first scripture. So everybody sort of be on the same page. You realize over in the book of Isaiah 1 and 19. Let's go there. Sometimes we get in a slump, and sometimes we get in a place where, like, you know, things ain't just going right, and we just stuck there. And you got to get out of that old way of thinking, you know, and you got to come to a place that you're gonna start thinking like God thinks in every situation. Doesn't matter. Kill your feelings, but you're gonna start thinking like God thinks, because that's what he want us. He want us to be like him. I know your mind don't want to accept that. Your mind want to be its own boss. Hey, for years. But wait a minute. I've given over to Christ now. It's almost like a marriage. It's no longer twined. It's no longer one, but it's twined. So you have to understand that other is involved. And when you're involved with God, God requires certain things. So you got to pay attention. And then, too, you got to pay attention to the ifs in the Bible. So in Isaiah 1:19, read that for us, Evangelist William, please.
Isaiah 1:19, King James Version. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, if you're willingly obey, you'll feast like kings. Amen.
Amen.
So he says if. The word if appears 528 times in the Bible. 500. So pay attention to the ifs in the Bible. If you are willing, you may not be willing. You may be willing in words, but not willing in deeds. See, you got a lot of people who have a willing heart, but it's only a willing heart when it's in their favor. But God is saying, if you'll be willing now and obedient, and as a conjunction, it's not just one thing. Both of them go together, willing and obedient. So if it's a big word, the Bible speaks directly to our responsibility when it comes to receiving from God. Quite often, God will say, if you do this, I will do that. And it starts at the very beginning of your relationship with the Lord. Remember Romans 10:9? Let's read that. What that says, Romans 10:9-10. I want you to see this. And we're going to pick up what we left off here today. But this is something I just want you to see how important the ifs are.
Yes, Romans 10:9, King James Version. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, Pastor, did you say something, Pastor?
No. Romans 10:9. I ain't say nothing.
Okay. Romans 10:9 from the Message Bible. The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close the heart in your chest. Amen.
Amen.
So the relationship with God begins with the word if. If you confess with your mouth. Yeah, you may not be willing to confess. You may just have an attitude, well, I'm already saved. I went to church. I paid my money. I'm already saved. But that's not what he says. He says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For it's with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the promise is salvation. It's all predicated on if or the condition. Isn't that the first confession of a believer? Think about it. If you truly believe what the word of God says, it starts with the ifs. If you're confessed, if you were a believer for something today, I don't know what it is, finance, healing, deliverance, restoration of a relationship, there is a promise for you in the Bible. And one way or another, it is attached to an if. Yet so many Christians stand on the promises of God, believing to receive, but don't fulfill this is because the idea of cashing in on the promises without the if is not going to work. It's conditional, you know? In Deuteronomy 28:13, I'd like for you to read that. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 13th verse. Then you got to pay attention to the ifs, brothers and sisters. You know. And then you got to do follow-up.
Can you give me that again, Pastor?
Deuteronomy 28:13.
Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. from the Message Bible. God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the underdog, as you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commands of God, your God, that I am commanding you today. Amen.
And the Lord will make you the head. And the only way he going to make you the head, that's if. Can you see that now? Let me go back to that scripture.
Yeah.
He said, but they forget about the rest of this verse when I look at it. He says, if you pay attention to my commandment, of the Lord your God. I know the New King James Version, I think it was saying, I like the New King James Version too. I read a couple of them. But he says, if you heed to the commandment of the Lord your God. So if you're standing on the promise being the head and not the tail, above and not beneath in your job, your finances, your family, whatever situation is, I want you to pay attention to the ifs. Check the ifs. Yeah. Are you heeding? Are you obeying God's commandment, his word? So a lot of times people just assume things ought to happen that way. It doesn't work that way. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4, matter of fact, read verses 4 through 8. That's 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. Read that for me, please. Are you still with me, Evangelist William?
I'm sorry. Yes, I am. 1 Corinthians 13. I'm sorry I had muted me out for a minute. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in equity, but rejoices in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopes all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, thou shalt fail. Whether there be tongues, thou shalt cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen.
Amen,
amen. From the Message Bible, so no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others gravel, doesn't take pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always look for the best, never looks back, but keep going to the end. love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you heeding the commandments of the Lord? So which commandments? All of them? Or are you loving others according to 1 Corinthians 13:4-8? Are you free of unforgiveness? Think about it. A lot of people are still holding things in their heart. Unforgiveness is it's an ugly thing, man.
Amen.
Unforgiveness you to act instead of reacting. Unforgiveness. And then that spill over, if you will, onto your everyday life.
Yeah.
So you keep yourself from gossiping. I can give you multiple illustrations, but that's not what I want you to see. What I'd like for you to see, are you obeying the commandment? Are you walking in obedience to the word of God?
Amen.
Or are these things holding back from walking in the things of God? So if you stuck spiritually, began to speak, perhaps there is an if that needs to be addressed. It's so important, brothers and sisters, that we address these ifs, okay? Some people don't want to think about what their responsibility is in receiving God. Once you receive God in your life, you have a responsibility to start acting like him. Now, that's the kind of gospel most folks don't want to hear, because it requires you to be responsible.
Yeah,
for your brother, even for your sister. If you're willing, and you can go to the extreme with it or whatever, but it's important to the Lord, or he wouldn't have never said this. Obedience is important to the Lord. See, that's a word that every time I talk to somebody about it, they draw up or they just get angry. Well, that's what God is requiring. God is requiring this if you are willing and obedient. See, a lot of people are willing, but they're not obedient. And mean it's a conjunction. They go together. You can't have willingness without having obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Don't hurt him, preacher. Don't hurt him. But say it again. If you're willing to pray, are you willing to walk in obedience to that prayer?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, to make any relationship work, people have to be willing. You can't always be your way. You're not willing to give in or to say, you know what, I'm going to let this one pass. Or you got to be willing to walk in forgiveness. You got to be willing to walk in the errors of your ways. Because it ain't always the other people. Sometimes it lies within you. Sometimes people want to make that a difference when there's really no difference. See, I personally don't see no difference. Sometimes things people have to show people stuff so they can see themselves in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I like crispy donuts, for instance. So I stop and get Krispy Kreme. You like, I don't know, Burger King. So you stop and get Burger King. I can't criticize you for you stopping getting Burger King, and you can't stop and criticize me for me getting Krispy Kreme. You see?
Amen.
But sometimes it don't hit us because we're not obedient to our own rules and regulations. You got to be willing. So what God is saying here to us, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord, your God, and keep his statutes. Matter of fact, he says all of his statutes. He said, then I will put none of those diseases on you, for I am the Lord, your God, that healeth thee. So God give us a word, and he expects for us to walk in it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give y'all the word, try to finish up what we saw yesterday. But you got to start confessing. You got to confess that, okay, Lord, I've been willing, but I haven't been obedient. See, you can be willing and not be obedient. You can be willing and fight. Fight obedience. A lot of people, that's what they do. They fight obedience, but they're willing now, but they fight the obedient part. Because that's a word that a lot of people haven't learned to soften up in our spirit. Because when we hear obedient, you know, we've been beat up so much by our parents, obey, or wherever, you know, and until that become a hard word. Don't let obedience be no hard word for you, brothers and sisters. Don't let it be bigger than what you think it is. You're making it big. Obedience is small. That's part of the contract. That's one of the things in the contract you may not like. But, hey, that's part of the contract. Just to be willing is not good enough. He said, if you are willing and obedient. See, you may not be willing to do both of them. Then you shall eat of the good of the land. So you got to be willing to do both of them. Willing and obedient. Obedient without willingness is just as bad. Who want to be involved in some with someone who obedient, but they're not willing to give in? They just do it. Nobody don't want that. And who wants to be involved with somebody that's willing to do it, but they don't want to go through with it?
Amen.
See? So that's what God is telling us here. You got to be willing and obedient. That's what is required. Let me take you to the next level of love here, because that's what we're really talking about. See, you got to know if you're hearing God's voice or not. I was going to get into that when we were talking about ministering and to other people and this type of thing. You got to be willing to say, I'm hearing God's voice. I could get into that, but I won't get in that today. But one of the most important things is that everything has to work by love. It can't work by that's the only way it can work is by love. If it's not working by love, then you playing with the devil stuff, which needs to be lined up and tossed in the garbage. In Galatians 5 and 6 in the King James Version, Galatians 5 and 6.
Galatians 5 and 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Amen, amen.
Amen. Galatians 5 and verse 6. From the Message Bible. For in Christ, neither our most conscientious religion nor disregard of religion amounts to anything. What matters is something far more interior, faith expressed in love. Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, you can have faith that you can move all the mountains. But if love is not the driven force behind it, and you're doing it out of animosity, that's not important. God is really not interested in that, according to the scriptures here. And you shouldn't be.
Amen.
For, let me go back and find this scripture here. in Galatians 5 and 6. For in Jesus Christ, when you're in Christ now, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. You know, circumcision used to be a big thing with the Jews. Big thing. If you weren't circumcised, you was considered unclean. And most of y'all probably know that a male child would be circumcised at the age of 8 days old. Well, now at the hospital, they cut their foreskin off before you leave the hospital.
Amen.
Amen.
But you see, a woman, she couldn't do that. So that would put her out of the realm of cleanliness. That would put her out of the realm of being with God, because she was fit unclean. Because that was one of the things that when a man becomes circumcised, when you know the whole story, I'm not going to get into that today, but when you know the whole story, that's what made you clean, and you was to go before the priest because you were circumcised. You was clean.
Hallelujah.
And then later on in life, doctors began to see how important that was. That was less diseases. There was a whole lot of stuff went on with the benefit of somebody being circumcised. Whole lot of stuff. But it was practiced for religious purpose in the beginning. And people held so strongly to that, that if you were not circumcised, there were some places you couldn't go, people you couldn't be around. So Jesus himself telling them, when you're in Jesus, neither circumcision, it don't mean anything. It ain't big. And you ain't finna get all that credit. You ain't finna get this, and you ain't got no real special relationship to Christ.
Yeah.
No, it don't mean anything. Or it doesn't avail it anything, nor uncircumcision. Mm-hmm. So you're not circumcised. He said the thing that really matters here is faith. Now, if you stop right there, you will miss it. Here's the good part here. Faith is fueled by love.
Woo,
preach, preach.
Amen.
Faith is pure. See, you got all this faith, but you have no love. You want to do this, you want to do, but there's no love. It's not driven by love. Listen, brothers and sisters, if love is not in it, it's best that you get out of it. Because there's other reasons. It needs to be pure love, not tit for tat. That's not the way it works. Things have to work by love.
Yeah.
And if it's not working by love, it's not working by God. That's why I had you to read 1 Corinthians a moment ago. It needs to work by love. The only thing that matters, the only thing that really fulfills the law is love. Love fulfills the law. Yeah.
Amen.
So when it comes to the Word of God, some people, you know, they feel like it's a duty. They don't love the Lord. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. But people, they don't do it out of love. Because if you love, you love the Word of God, it doesn't matter what it says. You love the good, bad, and the ugly. Like in a relationship, in a marriage. Everything can't be peaches all the time. You got to give a little bit, and they give. You give a little bit. That's how a marriage works. It ain't no one-sided thing. It doesn't work that way.
Say that. Amen.
Amen.
It's like, God, it ain't. That's why God said, now, if you do this, I'll do this. If you do that, I'll do this. And God keeps his promise. He keeps his end of the bargain.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you have to be when it comes to God. And then you have to start confessing that. You remember? We have to depend on faith. The Bible says in Romans 4:16 that it is why we depend on faith, in order that the promise may be rest on that grace and be guaranteed of all to his offspring. Everyone that come after him could get part of the promise. But wait a minute. Don't go that far. Stop it. It has to be by love, man. Love has to move faith. If love is not the reason for faith being implemented, if love is not the reason faith is out there, because, you know, trusting and all this, but it has to be from love. It has to be with love, and that's the love of God. Because, see, the love of God, it don't see all that other stuff. Love don't see hate. Love don't see bonnet. Love doesn't bonnet itself up. Love doesn't puff itself up. Well, I'm this and you that and you didn't that. And that ain't love, man. That ain't love. Love has to make faith work. I better say that again. Yeah. Lord, tell me, say that again. Love, and I'm talking about the God kind of love. The God kind of love has to only speak what the Word of God said. It's not this other stuff, man. The Bible used the word charity. And I want to say this. Charity will never fail. Our love will never fail. Prophecy, it's going to fail. Whether it be tongues, languages, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, a lot of people big on knowledge, it'll vanish away. Yes, we know in part, prophesied in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you operate in the true love of God, you let that other stuff go. Paul put it this way. When I was a child, I act like a child. I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I did all this children's stuff or childish stuff. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things. See, at some point in time, you have to grow and you have to let that silly stuff go. You have to let that little foolish stuff go, man.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the way I'm going to operate. And you have to do that. Everybody ain't with that, I get it. But you have to do that. You have to walk in obedience. But we're going to leave it right there. We didn't get back into what we were doing yesterday, but I just want to stress that. The Lord showed me that this morning, that these were the things we do. And one of them, these was three things. I only dealt with one of them. But one of the things you have to do, it has to be focused on the if. If you say you're a child of God, why you're not doing this? If you say you're a child of God, why? But anyway, I'm going to leave it right there. Anybody have anything they want to share, press 1. Or have something to say, you're more than welcome. I did that.
So, Pastor, I was looking at 1 Corinthians 13:2 from the Message Bible, and it says,
I missed that, Pastor. What'd you say?
Okay, 1 Corinthians 13:2 from the Message Bible, and it reads, if I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps. But I don't love, I'm nothing. Amen.
Hmm.
So that
Amen.
Love is so important for us to have, that God be loved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I tell people, and thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's real important that we have the God kind of love. And there's a lot
yeah.
of kind of love that people profess, but the greatest love you could ever have is the kind that Jesus said. See, man have
yeah.
knowledge. He has knowledge about love. But hey, let's be real here. Let's stick to the word of God. What did God say? How he say to love? He says, a new commandment I give unto you. Love ye one another as I have loved you. That's the kind of love that God wants us to have. Demonstrate.
Yeah.
Exemplify. The God kind of love. Not man's
Amen.
Theology, but the God kind of love. That's
yeah.
the kind of love that changes lives. That's the kind of love that God is looking for. I mean, you can have all the gifts
yeah.
of prophets. You can understand all mysteries. You can have all that knowledge when it comes to different words. And you can have faith that you can move mountains.
Yeah.
But the Bible says you're nothing. You're nothing. Unless you have the love of God behind what you're doing.
Yes, amen.
So the
amen.
Love of God needs to be there. And yeah, the love of God suffers long. It's kind, it's envy, it's all of that. It's not
yeah.
bonded.
Yeah.
It don't, you know, it's not puffed up. It do not behave itself. See, you got to see that, man. You got to see what love really is. It doesn't behave itself unseemly. It doesn't
Amen.
Seek its own. See, a lot of times people, they don't realize you're just seeking your own. You ain't seeking the other person's. You're not really concerned about the other person. It's all about you.
Amen.
And sometimes, it needs to be about somebody else. It don't
yeah.
need to always be about you.
Amen.
You know, real the God kind of love, it don't seek its own. That's not what it does. It doesn't seek its own.
Amen.
It want to make sure that brother got a piece of bread, that sister got a piece of bread. You know, it's not seeking
Amen.
Its own. When the end of what you're saying is about you, you're seeking your own. If the end
mm-hmm.
of what you're doing is for you, you're not seeking, you're only seeking your own. So as you began to witness the word of God and share it with people, it can't be about what you feel. Oh, that person ain't going, that person ain't going to get it except to the Lord. See, that's about you. Love doesn't seek its own.
Amen.
Behave like that. Well, I don't know why this preacher doing all this talking about the word of God. These folks, they're going to do what they want to do. See, that tells me that person is seeking his own. He's not seeking the word of God, because if you're doing what the word of God, you'll say it. You'll do your part and then let God do his part.
Hallelujah.
You don't behave like it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get puffed.
Amen.
No, you don't behave like that, unseemly, seeking not our own, but it's easily provoked. Some people, you just can't say one little thing, but they, boom, they so provoked. You know, true love, it don't think evil. Where that come from? Thinking no evil. Now, I know people going to question that. Well, I don't know how you can walk around, because you ain't operating in the love of God. When you walk around in the love of God, you don't see the evil in the thing. You're always looking
Amen.
For the good. You're always looking for the good. And you want to always compare things to you. And when you do that, that's when you just got off base right there. That's when you just got off track. Compare it to the Word of God. I don't think nobody can walk around and think of evil. See, that's you. That's not the Word of God. The Word of God says pure love, the God kind of love, it don't think no evil. It doesn't. It doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It only rejoices in the truth. Talking about the pure love, the love, the God kind of love now. Not your Greek, not your Hebrew, but the God kind of love. And that God kind of love, it's a love as I have loved. This is the commandment God gave us, to love as he have loved us. So you have to go in there and you have to see what it is, and then you do that. The God kind of love. You lay down your life for your neighbor. See, the God kind of love, you lay down your life for your friend. That's the God kind of love. It ain't about you. It's about you laying your life. Now, it ain't puffed up. It ain't, well, he wouldn't do it for me or she wouldn't do it for me, yada, yada, yada. See, it ain't about that. It don't envy.
Amen.
That's not the God kind of love. And it don't think no evil. I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to let it go. It said Jesus and Peter were walking down the streets of Jerusalem. You know, Peter was always the one that wanted to say something real quick. Always mouthing up, Lord, I won't deny you. Jesus said, yes, you will. Before the cock crow three times, you're going to. Peter always want to talk about stuff. Lord, let's go build three tabernacles. One for you, one for Elijah, one for more. Jesus said, we don't need that. We don't need all that. But he was always wanting to speak up on every subject. I don't care what the subject was. Peter wanted to speak up on it real quickly. So they was walking out of Jerusalem. So for the other disciples could say anything, Peter heard up and say, one disciple said, there's a dead dog. And Peter immediately, it sure stank. Look at that dead dog, so stank. And then Jesus looked at the dog, and he said he had some beautiful teeth. Now, everybody won't get that. But the moral of the story is, when good is in you, you look for good.
Amen.
You got to look for it. That's the only thing you can. When you are jealous, that you think everybody jealous. When you do wrong, you think everybody do wrong. When you're evil, you think everybody evil.
Amen.
See, the Bible says you got to be aware of these kind of people. See, but you can't have the attitude. You gotta get the love of God in your heart so you can start seeing everybody can be saved. If God can save you, why can't he save your neighbor?
Amen.
Why is it that you want to get saved, but you don't want nobody else to get saved? You want the deal, but you don't want nobody else to have a deal. No, let everybody get a deal. Well, Oprah says, you get a car, you get a car, you get, see, let everybody get one.
Amen.
See, that's how that works. See, love isn't jealousy.
Amen.
And when a person living like that, I'm just saying what the Word of God said. It points out what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just see itself only. It don't want to give its own self to praises. It want to praise other folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But thank you so much, Pastor, for going back over that scripture. Anybody else? Don't be dismissed. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anything you see in the Word you want to share? Hallelujah. It's not...